Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. I don't know if you've heard, but it is singles summer. Over the past few weeks, we have been celebrating and encouraging Christian singles with all kinds of singles events, mixers, devotionals, groups, and so much more. I truly believe that if we want to make a dent in the divorce rate, we have to start by getting our singles healthy and in healthy relationships. In honor of Singles Summer, we're going to be diving into the Singles Summer podcast series, where I'll be sharing some of our favorite episodes about singleness, dating, and relationships. Be sure to share these episodes with all the Christian singles you know. If you're single and you want to get connected with what we're doing for singles, check out truelovedates.com/singlessummer. Now let's take some time to listen in to some of our favorite episodes for singles.
Hi, Deborah. My name is Sarah, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. My question is, what if you find yourself attracted to a guy who was not a Christian? How do you go about a relationship or friendship with him without compromising your faith? Thank you.
I just love this question from Sarah from Boston, and it is something that a lot of people are struggling with right now. I think the older you get and the longer you've been single, the easier it is to compromise and to make excuses and to settle in areas that you wouldn't have settled in if you were 5 years prior to that point in your life or 10 years prior to that point in your life. And I've been recently getting a lot of questions from singles who are really struggling with this concept. Like, how important is it to have someone in your life who is in sync with you spiritually? How important is it to enter into a relationship with somebody who identifies as a Christian and identifies as having a relationship with Jesus? Does it actually matter? The world today is telling us that it doesn't matter. And, you know, if somebody is spiritual or open to spirituality, then maybe that's all that matters. You know, we're spiritual beings and yada, yada, yada. But the truth is, even secular research points to the reality that people who have this same shared faith tend to have a lower divorce rate, because they've got a connection on their beliefs and they've got a connection on the way that they see the world, their views, their values. But above and beyond that secular research, above and beyond all that, above and beyond the numbers and the statistics, I want to make this question a little personal, because I see this as the foundation of a healthy relationship, having a shared faith, having a similar faith, having a in sync understanding of who you are in Christ and your relationship with Jesus and why that matters. Because honestly, that has been the foundation for my relationship, and the relationships that I see succeed are the ones in which both people are equally yoked. Scripture talks about the concept of being equally yoked. The Bible tells us to be equally yoked. You know, don't be unequally yoked. Don't be with somebody who is not on the same level as you. And that applies to a lot of different things, I really believe. But it's interesting because we live in a farming culture here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And, you know, you'll see the Amish out and about plowing their fields, and they still use mules. And so it's really interesting to kind of watch the process. And I actually got in touch with a pastor of mine that goes to our church, and he used to be an Amish farmer when he was growing up. And so he's got a lot of experience in the world of farming and agriculture. And, you know, the Bible makes these concepts through the world of farming and agriculture. I mean, where else do you hear the term being equally yoked? Like, that is a farming word through and through. I didn't even know what a yoke was before kind of understanding the world of agriculture. But really what a yoke is this piece of equipment that you put around the necks of your animals. So if you've got two mules or two horses or whatever, and you're farming, you'll take the yoke and you'll put it around their neck, and the yoke kind of binds them together. It connects them in the work that they are doing. And if you have two animals that are unequally yoked, maybe one is stronger than the other, well, that stronger one is going to be held back by the weaker one, because you can only go as far as the strongest animal. And if that strong animal goes too far, it's actually going to hurt the weaker animal. And so there's this understanding that two people in a relationship need to be equally yoked. And I really think that applies so much to our spiritual lives. And honestly, I don't think this just means dating someone who calls themselves a Christian. I think we need to take this even further and realize that we need to be in a relationship with someone who is not just a Christian, but someone who is spiritually in sync with us, someone who has an understanding of where we're at in our faith, someone who identifies with the same level of our relationship with God and the same significance and importance that we place on it. Because our spiritual life is such a huge part of our relationship. I wrote an article recently called "Marry Someone Who Loves God More Than They Love You." And I start the article talking about how my husband loves somebody else more than he loves me. And ultimately, I'm talking about God and how his relationship with God is so central to who he is. But honestly, our relationship with Jesus holds our relationship together, our relationship with each other together. I mean, none of us are perfect human beings. And when I look at our relationship, I'm not trusting my husband to make good choices and to be an incredible man and to honor me all the time and to be loyal and faithful. I am trusting God at work in his life. I am trusting his relationship with God that is motivating him and moving him to honor me and love me and sacrifice for me when he doesn't feel like it. And honestly, I believe that is a supernatural process. I believe that God has to give us and equip us spiritually with the ability to love our spouse in a sacrificial, God-honoring way. The way the Bible talks about love and sacrifice, of laying down our lives, that's not a natural thing to do. And I'm not trusting my husband in his natural sense to do those things. I am trusting the supernatural work, the power of Jesus alive and active in his life, him being in tune to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is asking him to do and how the Holy Spirit is asking him to love me and forgive me. And I think he's trusting God with my heart in those same areas. He's trusting the Holy Spirit at work in my life to convict me when I've done something wrong, when I have wronged him and need to come and confess. You know, Being in relationship with Jesus points out your junk because God wants to take you higher and make you better. And being in a relationship with somebody who is believing those same things, who is moving to a better place, who is moving to a higher place, that is what you can trust. You know, you can trust God at work in someone's life. And how many of you know that just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't mean you have the evidence of the Holy Spirit at work in your life? So I'm not just talking about someone who says, yeah, I check that box on ChristianMingle.com. I must be a Christian. No, I am talking about being in a relationship with somebody who evidences the work of the Holy Spirit alive and active in their lives. And you want to be that person too. What are you reflecting to the world? How does your relationship with Jesus reflect to the world around you? Because I truly believe that what we reflect is also what we will attract. And when you are oozing Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit, you're going to be drawn to people who are similar to you in faith, people who are equally yoked with your heart, and they're going to be drawn to you as well. So not only does our relationship with God hold our relationship together, but our relationship with God also creates a deep level of intimacy within the relationship. Guys, I always say there is so much more intimacy to be had above the sheets than under the sheets. And what I mean by that is sometimes we look at sexual intimacy as the end-all be-all of intimacy. But from my experience of marriage, I will tell you this, spiritual intimacy has been the most binding aspect of our relationship. And every week when we sit down together and have our talk time, you know, I talk about this talk time that we do every week in my book, Choosing Marriage, and how we use this time to confess and connect and forgive and share our struggles and stay accountable to each other. And we pray. And I'll tell you what, the time that we spend praying, bearing our heart and soul before the Lord, when you are praying, you are like emotionally and spiritually and psychologically naked. I mean, you are bearing it all before this person. And that's why I think spiritual intimacy is something we can't neglect. It is a layer of intimacy that I believe supersedes physical intimacy and emotional intimacy. When you can connect spiritually with your spouse, And you're doing kingdom work together. You are connecting with God, connecting to the vision that He has placed on your life, to the calling that He has put on your marriage, and you're moving forward towards God together. Gosh, there is nothing more intimate and deep and incredible than having that dynamic in your relationship. I talk in True Love Dates, my first book, about the triangle theory. And I talk about it in Choosing Marriage as well in the context of marriage. But basically, if you imagine a triangle, you're on one bottom part of the triangle, and your spouse or future spouse is on the other bottom part of the triangle, and God is at the top. God is at the point of the triangle. As I move toward God, and as my partner moves toward God, the distance between the two of us gets less and less, just like in a triangle. As you move towards that point at the top, you get closer and closer and closer and closer to one another. As my husband moves towards Jesus, as I move towards Jesus, the closer we get to one another. And I really believe that that truth applies in a mighty way in both dating and in marriage, and the intimacy, the closeness that you can have when you are in sync spiritually is something you just can't replicate. And personally, something I would never, ever give up or sacrifice or settle for in a relationship. And lastly, I believe that being in sync spiritually also facilitates the process of oneness. You know, when we look at scripture, we talk about oneness as this aspect of two becoming one. Honestly, you start melding together in marriage. You start looking like each other, acting like each other. I mean, you know those old married couples, and you look at them and they almost look like they're brother and sister because they've been married for so long. They start acting like each other and they start filling in each other's words. And this happens in marriage. Over the process of marriage, two become one. And I take that spiritually. I take that literally. In marriage, in dating, you can't become one if you're not on the same page, spiritually speaking. I think being united in your faith and your relationship with Jesus facilitates the process of oneness in your life and in your marriage. So I hope that the little that I've shared in this episode just kind of reignites in you the process and the importance of spiritual connectivity, of being spiritually in sync with someone that you are dating, and the importance of that and how that will impact every facet of your relationship. And if you're out there listening and you are married to somebody and you are not spiritually in sync and you don't feel connected spiritually and you are struggling in that connection, I want to encourage you, because I believe that God can do miracles even in this, even after you've been married and after you've made that choice, and maybe you're looking back in regret. There's an amazing story of a couple who recently went through that, and after years of prayer and just after a lot of tears and stress and work, the Lord did a really incredible work in his life, and they're on the same page spiritually now, and he's come so far in his walk with Jesus. But there is hope if you are not on the same page spiritually. And there are things you can do, not nagging, not pushing, not forcing. If that's you and you're struggling, I really challenge you to pick up a copy of Choosing Marriage, where I write about what to do when you're with somebody who you don't feel like you're spiritually in sync, and what you can do to kind of facilitate that process and move together without feelings of bitterness and resentment when you're feeling spiritually disconnected. Because I truly believe that you can be better together, and God has a great vision for what spiritual in-tuneness looks like for you. So don't give up on that promise, and don't give up on that hope, no matter who you are or where you're at today. Thank you so much, Sarah, for submitting this question, and I hope it encouraged you, and I hope it renewed in you the desire to find someone with which you're spiritually in sync. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books: True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Falada and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.